Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 23rd, Saturday, 2019, day 326. Today's topic, who are the blessed? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 128, verses 1 to 6. Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 13 to chapter 46, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 to chapter 2, verse 10. Proverbs 28, verse 11. Today's main passages, there are a few. First, Psalm 128, verses 1 to 6. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. Second passage from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 to 16. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy, because I am holy. Chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, who are the blessed? I think no matter you are Christian, you are a Christian or not, no matter you have your own religion or you do not believe in any religion, you would like to be a blessed person, right? I use Psalm 128 verse 1 to bless people in a birthday banquet quite often. Especially if they are over 90 years old. Because it is really not easy to become a Christian who truly fear God. We have some guidelines in today's passage of 1 Peter for you to become a blessed one. Number one, be obedient children. Lead a holy life. Do not conform to the evil desires. That's from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 to 16. Number two, rid yourself of all malice. Crave pure spiritual milk. That is, love to read and long for God's word in the Bible. Taste that the Lord is good daily. That's from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Number 3. Knowing that you have been chosen to be in the royal priesthood and God's holy people. That's from chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. Those who fear God are blessed people. Those blessed people will be able to influence and bless 2 to 3 generations, including their own children and grandchildren, and those 2 to 3 generations of their disciples. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to know how to fear you so that we can influence 2 to 3 generations, including our own children and grandchildren and those 2 to 3 generations we disciple. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to fear God so that you can influence 2 to 3 generations, including your own children and grandchildren and your 2 to 3 generation of disciples? May the Lord bless you.